Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we go to our 102.5, The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Cameron Wolf of the NFL Network. Cam, good morning. What's going on, man?
Good morning. How you feeling?
We're awesome. First off, happy belated birthday to you. Welcome to the 30 Club. I joined that last year. Has your body started hurting yet? How we feeling?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I went to Cabo to celebrate. My wife took me out here. And every morning, especially after day three or four, was like, it was rough. You know, you can't drink like you used to, you know, all day, and the sun doesn't move the same way. Yeah, you're feeling every bit of 30.
Yeah, I really feel bad for you guys.
You know? I'm sure you do, Joe. Thank you. So, Cam, we've spent a lot of the show this morning talking about the Titans. Obviously, reports out there that they could at least be mulling over the idea of moving up to number three, and Anthony Richardson is a name that's come up a lot. When you watch Anthony Richardson, what do you see, and how do you think his skill set translates to the NFL?
Yeah, I had one scout describe it to me in like a very vivid term. They said that Anthony Richardson could be the best quarterback in football in 3 years, or he could also be out of the league. That's what his tape says on the skill set. And, it's a wide range of variants, but I do think there's a lot to get encouraged about with Anthony Richardson if you trust your coaching staff, right? You got to have a coaching staff that you trust that you're going to mold it, because, you know, I've spent a lot of time kind of learning about this kid, learning about what he can and can't do, what he did not do. And the first thing that jumps out at you when you look at his skill set and his numbers is the fact that he was 54% completion rate in college, right? And so it took me a while to get past the fact that how can you be a good starting quarterback when you have that number? But then if you dive deeper, you see a lot of the drops on tape, a lot of the routes they ran at Florida, a lot of the mistakes he made by either throwing the ball too soft or too hard, try to get it to a particular receiver. And it gives me promise that, hey, if you're willing to take some time with him, it may take a year or two, and this guy could be a really good player, but you've got to be willing to take some risks. And so I actually talked to a coach at the combine who thought that there would be more Anthony Richardson style quarterbacks, not necessarily the style and physicality he has, but guys who have 1 year of starting ability like he does, and a lot more question marks. And you're going to have to see, what style are you comfortable with? Do you want a quarterback who has a little bit more polish as a passer, but maybe a little bit less upside? Or do you want to take the big swing like Anthony Richardson? And so if the Titans moved up to three for Anthony Richardson, you better believe they feel great about their ability to develop him into being a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, and that's a great point. A lot of people made that point who, you know, dug in on Richardson. That offense does not have the quick access RPO stuff that a lot of offenses do that kind of inflate completion percentages too. I mean, that's an important point to make.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the
other – boom or bust offense there. So, you know, that's for better or for worse, right?
Yes, exactly. Now, on the, I guess, kind of the flip side of this, to me, a guy who I think the floor is definitely higher, and I think he's going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Great, I don't know. But Hendon Hooker, what do you think about him? Do you think he ends up getting into the first round? And what have you heard about him? What do you think about him?
Yeah, I do. I think Hendon Hooker's a first-round pick. It's a tough evaluation for a lot of teams because of two things. One, the age element that bothers teams a lot, but the reality is you see quarterbacks playing until they're 40. And so if you're drafting a 25-year-old Hendon Hooker, maybe it may bother you if there's a running back position a little bit more. But for me, the age does not bother me as much, but that is something that some scouts hold against him. And the other part is that he looked like maybe at some points in the season the best quarterback in college football. But they have to translate the fact that he's in this wide open Volunteers offense where they're running their receivers essentially outside of the numbers and running a lot of routes that maybe they run a little bit more complexity in the league. And so there's a little bit of an evaluation there. But I do think he has a little bit less boom or bust than your Anthony Richardson, like you were mentioning. And so I do think that you're going to see a team, whether it be a team who trades back into the first round or even a team like a Tampa or Minnesota or New Orleans in that back end of the first round who says, hey, we can draft Hendon Hooker, let him take his time off that ACL, and we feel good about where his recovery is. I actually talked to his quarterback coach Steve Calhoun about 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks ago for NFL Network, and he said that he had been cleared to throw standing up, not move around much, but throw standing up 4 months after that ACL surgery. And so their plan was for him to be full go for training camp. Now, these pre-draft hopes are always a little bit more optimistic than they are with camp. But, you know, if they're on that track, then maybe you're getting the point where he doesn't start the season on PUP, and that obviously helps his chances to be a first-round pick.
Cameron Wolf from NFL Network with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Cam, just from your viewpoint, as you look at the Titans, obviously they lost seven in a row at the end last year. They've had an astronomical amount of injuries they've dealt with the last couple of years and have made some changes this offseason. How do you view the Titans and where they are right now with their franchise as they try to take a step forward here with Rand Carthon coming in?
Yeah, they're sort of in a fork in the road, right? This is a team that, and you know this, Joe, your listeners know this, is they have been very competitive for, what, five, six years, but they hadn't got to the mountaintop, and now there feels like there's a pullback. Everybody wants to use the versions of the R word, whether it's rebuild, retool, whatever fancy word you want to put on it. Clearly, they're saying, hey, we got to reevaluate where we are. And you saw a lot of the older guys they got rid of who have been staples of the team, whether it be Taylor Lewan or Ben Jones, and obviously a lot of the speculation on Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. I think what you're going to see is Rand Carthon put his flavor on the team. And so you know a big part of that has to be redoing this offense. You know, they've got a lot of options at 11. You know, they could get their offensive tackle there, whether it be a Paris Johnson or a Broderick Jones. I like either of those guys for them. You slot those guys in at left tackle. Heck, if you want to put them at right tackle, either way, you feel pretty good that they're going to be 6, 8, 10-year starters there. Or do you make that big swing that you mentioned? Do you feel great about this being the draft that you go get an Anthony Richardson or a Will Levis? I think those are the decisions we got to see where Rand Carthon is. But I do think that Titans fans probably have to recalibrate their thinking of this team, because even if this is a team that's still led by Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry in 2023, that time is running out. So this offense and this team will look very differently 365 days from now. And so I think that's the hard part, because, well, you know, as fans, you always want the good. You always want the playoff contention and the 12-4, 12-5 seasons. Well, as you got a new GM, as you got a little bit of transition, I think the 2023 is going to look like that, and it may not, you know, it may not end in a playoff run, but you've got to trust your GM if you believe in him and what he's trying to build here. And I think this year is going to be, hey, we're going to try to see who's a part of our new core, who's going to be with us in 2 or 3 years when we're hoping to make this new run.
And, of course, you know, they've got to really address receiver after the trade of A.J. Brown last year. I know Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a guy who ran well at his pro day, Cam, so maybe a little bit elevated view of him. I think he could be a really good player. But it's an interesting draft. It seems like there's a lot of depth at receiver, but maybe not the high-end talent that we've seen in some recent drafts. What do you think of him and basically just the top of this class of receivers and where they slot into this draft?
Yeah, we've been spoiled at receivers the last, what, 3 or 4 years. You got some of the best receivers in the league coming out of these recent drafts, like, immediately. You get Justin Jefferson, you get your Jamar Chases, you get your Jalen Waddles, all these guys coming out in the last couple of years, and there's no one of those guys in the draft. Like, I don't think that there ends up being a top 10 receiver that's taken in this draft, which I don't think that's happened in the last 3 or 4 years. And so, I don't know that this is a draft where I would be giddy about getting the first round receiver. But like you mentioned, if you got a pick in that second or third round, even early in day three, you can still find a guy who can be an impact player. Maybe he's not a number one for you, but he could be a really good number two, number three. I mean, a couple of guys you mentioned are really good. If I'm the Titans, I want to get some speed and explosiveness for that offense. It was very, like, lackluster in a lot of departments, but I noticed how slow they were on offense last year. And so I would love if they were looking, even if it was a second-round pick, if, you know, the Tennessee kid, Jalen Hyatt, is still there. I would love that for them. Even a kid like Tyler Scott from Cincinnati, he may be more of a third-round pick. I like him too. And I'm a Houston kid, so I got to put a little homer love. Tank Dell is an undersized kid.
Oh, yeah.
There. He may be a third or fourth round pick. He's a game changer as far as his speed as a receiver, as a gadget player, and as a returner. And so, to me, one of those style receivers helps you open up the offense, helps you open up things for Treylon Burks, who you hope you're going to get a little bit more from in year two. And if it's Derrick Henry there, it hopefully it clears those boxes up. So to me, that would be the priority if I was Tennessee, finding a speed receiver, even if it ends up being only a number two.
Well, Cam, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Happy birthday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, fellas. Thank you.
Absolutely. Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Row. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. More on the Titans coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Row, 1025-1063, the game.